Hi, I'm Michael Sunoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive. The only way for you to fail is if you wuss out and don't get out there and do it. You're young. I'm telling you, you start now. You could build yourself a huge business. You could be retired by the time you're my age. You could be retired in 5 years if you want to. The only thing that's going to stop you is fear. Don't listen to anybody. Don't listen to your family or friends. They tell you you're crazy or silly. I'm here to tell you you're not. This will be the best experience of your life. All the great, great, great salesmen all started selling door to door.
Hello?
Hello, is this Frank?
Yes, this is Frank.
Hey, Frank, this is Michael Sinoff out in California. How are you?
I'm just fine, and you?
Good, good. I'm sorry I missed your call earlier. And I had gotten your email about the peepholes, the door viewers.
Right.
Okay, do you have a couple minutes to talk?
Yes.
All right, so where are you located?
In El Paso, Texas.
Okay, how old are you?
19 years old.
Yeah, are you in school right now?
No, I've already graduated.
You graduated high school?
Yes.
Yeah, you going to college?
No, I want to be an entrepreneur.
You want to be an entrepreneur? That's a good idea. I didn't know I wanted to be an entrepreneur, you know, until after college, but that's good. Are you entrepreneurial in nature? Have you done entrepreneurial stuff before?
Just like you, I've been selling candies to people.
Where do you sell this?
I used to do that at school.
Let me ask you, do you have a car?
No, not yet.
Okay, no car. Are you in a residential area? Do you live in a neighborhood?
Yes.
Okay. And the door viewer sounded like a good way to make some quick money.
Exactly.
Okay. And you're not shy?
No, I'm not.
The idea of walking up to a house and knocking on the door, that doesn't scare you?
No, I can do that.
Okay, that's good. What's ideal? If you could go out and make X amount of dollars a day, what would make you happy? Is this just to kind of hold you off for the summer, or you just want to start your own business, or what?
Well, as much as I can make, the sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit, okay. There's a couple things I did when I was in college, and I would do it a lot different today. But why don't I just start with the basic, because I think going out and knocking on doors and selling the idea of someone getting a door viewer or their address number painted on their curb is an incredible experience. Have you ever done like a direct sales job, an official one?
I've always been unemployed. I've never had a job before.
So basically your main selling experience is selling candy at school.
All right.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, look, the first thing you want to do is, can you get a hold of a drill that doesn't require a cord, like a battery-operated drill, like a Makita drill?
Sure.
Okay. Do you have $100 to get started on all your supplies and your drill and some peepholes?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good. Well, great place. I use a Makita drill, obviously. It's really funny because I have the exact same Makita drill sitting here that I used almost 13 or 14 years ago when I was doing this.
Right.
Yeah, and I still have some of the peepholes in there, some of the little door viewers. But a great place to get this stuff used very inexpensively is on eBay. Get yourself a drill, get an extra battery pack, and make sure they're charged up before you go out and start installing peepholes. I'm sure the ones today, compared to what I had 13 years ago, are a lot better. You're going to need a drill bit, and I don't know the exact size. I think it's 3/4 inch for the little peepholes. And you go to Home Depot or any Lowe's hardware, and you just buy the little door viewers. You know what they look like, right?
Yeah.
Do you have one in your door?
Yeah, I do.
You need the little ones. The little ones you can get, I think, for $1, $1.50 each. You can call Ace Hardware. Call around and find out who's got them for $1 a piece or who's got them cheap. You may even be able to find them on eBay or find a wholesale source. Like if you type door viewers, Google, do a search. So find your supplies as inexpensively as possible, okay?
Okay, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Okay, so you get them as cheap as possible and buy yourself 20 of them to start. You're going to need that, you're going to need your drill, and you're going to need to get to potential prospects, which is going to be a home with either a wood door, it could be a metal door, it doesn't matter, you can drill through either of them, but ideally you want homes without windows on the side. I don't know where you live, but is there a lot of residential areas around you?
Yes, there's a lot.
Who drives around your family?
My father does.
Could you take your dad out one evening and just say, Dad, let's go scope out some good areas for me to go do door viewers?
Sure, I can do it after he comes back from work.
He'll give you the car?
Yes.
Okay, so you go out, you got to find a neighborhood where they built the houses where a lot of the homes don't have any windows. So you're looking for a potential prospect where if the doorbell rings, the person doesn't know who it is, so and hopefully they don't have any door viewers. So you got to go find those houses. In many cases, I sold door viewers to homes that did have windows, okay? Because think when someone rings the doorbell and you're walking to the door and you don't know who they are. Sometimes you don't want them to see you, so you may have they may have a curtain on the side there. Even though there's windows, you may want to walk towards the door. I'm saying you're the person in the house, and you may not want the person outside to see who you are. So even though there's windows, the person inside the home will still benefit by having a door viewer. Are you with me?
Yes.
Just because a house has windows doesn't mean you can't sell them a door viewer, okay? I used to sell sometimes two door viewers, one at about 3.5 feet so the kids could see out, and one at about five feet where the parent and adults could see out. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So all you're doing is drilling a hole and putting the thing in. Now, it's important on what you say. So what I would do, from what I remember, I would just go up to a home, I would knock on the door, and I would have my drill down by my side in my hand with the drill bit. You would just introduce yourself. You'd say, hello, my name is Frank. I'm the guy doing all the peepholes in the neighborhood. Did you guys want to get one? And you hold up the drill and you hold up the peephole and you show them. And you just see what they say. It's really as simple as that. You don't have to go into this long explanation of what it is and what it does. People know what a peephole is. One thing you can do that's really effective is, after you say that, you say, hello, my name's Frank. You could say, I'm installing peepholes in the neighborhood. Have you ever seen one of these? And then you take the peephole, you got it in your hand, right? It's already out of the package. And you put it in their hand. Are you with me?
Yes.
So you hand it to them. You want them to raise their hand and you want them to hold it. And then you say, go ahead and look through that. And you get them to hold it up to their eye and look through it. Now, what's important about that?
Well, they're curious.
You're getting them involved. If you stick your hand out, automatically, most of the time, he's going to put his hand out, right? When you put it in his hand, and he, in a way, has already agreed to your idea somewhat. Now, once he has it in his hand, you want to direct him to take a look through it. And you say, why don't you look through that? And you're getting him involved in your little presentation, okay?
Okay.
So once he looks through it, you can ask him if he has children in the house. You can say, have you ever considered getting a door viewer? Or you can say, can you see how this will help you identify who is outside of the house when the doorbell rings? I mean, these guys, they're either going to want it or not. They're going to say, well, how much is it? Your price will be consistent with your level of confidence in your head. You may start out at $5, but you may only think your service is worth $5. But let's say every other house you go to, they do it for $5. And you say, well, God, man, they're doing it for $5. Why don't I try 10? You can get $20. You can get $25. And what I would tell you is, I would tell you to feel it out depending on the person's level of interest. If they're really nice to you and they say, oh, yeah, this is nice. You know, I've been meaning to get one, you know you've got them sold right there, right? So when they say, well, how much is it? You say, it's $25. I offer 100% money-back guarantee. If you could offer a 5-year money-back guarantee if the door viewer ever leaks, if air ever comes through it, if it ever comes done, I'll come out for free and replace it at my expense. You know, you just back up your service. Now, how often has a door viewer ever leaked or air gotten through or you really screwed it up? It just doesn't happen. And so you offer them 100% money-back guarantee. for 5 years. And their biggest concern is that you're going to screw up their door when you drill the hole through. Because some of these guys have nice doors. So you may go to a neighborhood that has really nice wooden doors. And that's a little scary at first, but don't worry about it. If you got a good drill and a good drill bit, and you just let the drill do the work, you'll do fine. You may want to practice on your own door, okay? You'll accept a check. You'll accept cash. Let's say they say $25 is too much. You can say, how too much is it? Well, you know, I'll do it for $15. Do it for $15. If the guy gets you down to $5, do it for $5. Doesn't matter. Do it for anything you can negotiate, because what's your cost? You're at the door already. You've got the drill in your hand right there. Any questions so far?
That's it.
You know, when you want to sell something, it's always good to sell three things, okay? Now, you can look around, and I don't know what's out there, but you could do that little baby door viewer for like $10 or $15. When they ask for how much it is, what you can do, go get a piece of wood, like a little half-inch piece of wood, and make yourself a little display. Take the little door viewer and put it in as if it's a door, okay? So you have a little piece of wood that's maybe a 4 by 1 foot piece of wood that you can take around. You know how when you go to Home Depot and you see all the locks, the samples of the door handles and the locks are all displayed real nicely? So you're going to carry around this little presentation, this little display. Find yourself three door viewers. The little ones for $1 at Home Depot are your cheapy one, okay? You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. But you can offer them two additional door viewers. There's another one that has a larger field of view, and it may be bigger in size. So what I'm saying is you may want to offer three different door viewers, and you can find three different ones. They may be different prices, but you're going to charge different prices, okay? You may want to offer and put on your little sample piece of wood two different door knockers on the outside. Couldn't you sell a door knocker on the door?
Sure.
What's the big deal about putting one of those in? You may need a screwdriver and some screws. So go to Home Depot and go to that section. Whatever goes on a door. Look, let's say you're walking a neighborhood, okay, and all the houses are different. Some people who have the windows may not want a door viewer, but you may be able to sell them a door knocker. If they have a door knocker and they don't want a door viewer, you may be able to sell them a deadbolt that you can come back later for. You can find a couple deadbolts on eBay for nothing and put them on your sample piece of wood. You could be the door guy. I'm serious. You could have door viewers. You could have your little sample piece of wood. Let's say it's 3 feet long, okay? You could have three samples of door viewers. You could have a deadbolt for the front door. You could have two different door knockers. So let's say you had those three or four different products. So at least you're not wasting your time. You have something else to sell in case they say no to the door viewer.
Right.
Does this make sense?
Yes, completely.
Okay. Now, you're going to come up with more ideas. I mean, let me ask you this. If you're going to go out and do this, do you think you'll have access to your dad's car in the evening for a couple hours to go out and do it?
Yes, I sure will.
Man, I'm telling you, you could make a fortune doing this, because when I started, I didn't know any better. All I did was the door viewers. You know, and I also did the address numbers. You could sell the address numbers on the curb. You could have a picture. Let's say you did your own curb, and let me tell you how to do that. You'll get a couple cans of spray paint, like a white can for the letters and a green can for the background, and you make yourself a stencil, like a rectangle stencil. And you can go buy the 4-inch stencil numbers. You can get them at Home Depot. Do you think you can set up a kit on how to do the address numbers?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's a no-brainer, too. You don't get fancy with the beaded stuff. Just go with spray paint, white and green. You'll need masking tape. Just have yourself a bag. So you could offer an address number. You can offer a door knocker. You can offer a door viewer. You could set it up where you figure out your prices and just set your own pricing and say you can get one for $12, 2 for $25, or 3 for $30, and they can pick the different things they want. Just play around with it, but don't give it away. You know, when you're up there charging people, you want to make some good money. But start high. Say it's $22, $22.95. Offer the guarantee, and then offer the other services. Let's say while you're there, you know, on the nice doors, there's like a kick plate that's made out of metal, you know, on the bottom of the door.
Yeah.
It's made out of metal, and it goes on the bottom of the door. You know, every door also, especially front doors, have that rubber molding in the bottom. You could take a look at the guy's rubber molding, and if it's old or chipped, you can go buy that stuff by the foot at Home Depot. You could be the door guy. Yeah, it sounds crazy, doesn't it? But you could have 10 different things to sell every time you knock on a door. You could sell the rubber molding, and you can explain to them the benefit of that is their molding is dry and cracked, just like when your car timing belts and hoses need to be changed. Well, so does the rubber underneath your door, because when it's like this, sir, you're letting cold air from the outside, and you're letting your cool air from the inside escape, and it increases your air conditioning bill. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah.
Another thing I just thought of, you could offer a nicer hinge. Hinges aren't very expensive, and if you're willing to tackle that kind of work, it's a little more laborious, and you'd have to figure it out. Like if you did a deadbolt, that takes a little more time, and you may not be willing to do that. But I'm just trying to give you different ideas that when you're out there selling, have multiple things to sell. Have a backup plan if they say no for the door viewer. Have a backup plan so that if they say no for the door knocker. Have a backup plan if they say no for the rubber, because that way you're not wasting your time when you're in a neighborhood. Okay?
I have something to sell.
You just go to Home Depot and look at all the different products there. And you're the guy who will come give them security. You're really a security consultant for their home. You can call yourself Frank Belton, El Paso Front Door Security. Well, what's that? Well, ma'am, I'm a security expert when it comes to front door security, and I've got some things I'd like to show you. Number one is I notice that you don't have a door viewer. You just show them the piece of wood. You've got this door viewer. You can have your little prices written on there if you want. You have your knocker, you have a chain lock, they may want an additional lock on the door for security, they may want to go up to a deadbolt. If they want a deadbolt, you could take the orders right there and come back and do that another time, because that's something like a time-consuming thing, you know? And you got to get some good money for that, $45-$50, where it's going to be worth your time. Your time is the most valuable thing. So while I'm giving you all these different ideas of different products, that's what you're really doing. You're saving yourself time. So you can work an area or a neighborhood and have all kinds of things to sell and never waste your time. Are you with me? Come to think of it, if the guy doesn't have window blinds, you could sell him window treatments. I mean, all you got to do is go to Home Depot and look at all the things they sell and understand if you're a handy guy, once you start doing that, that's just a lead-in to get all kinds of other business. You can look at yourself as a handyman if that's something you want to do. There are so many people who need handymen around the house. Are you handy, like, with around the house? Can you fix things and stuff?
He's a carpenter.
Okay, I'm sure he's very handy. Let me give you another idea. I want you to think ahead. Let's say you're out there and a lady wants you to say, oh, Frank, can you do this for me or can you do that? You can say, ma'am, why don't you show me the job and I'll take down the description of the job and you take down what she wants to do. Let's say you already did her door viewer and she loves you and she wants you to do some other stuff around the house. Don't say, no, I can't do it. What you do is you take her name and you take her number and I want you to be organized, have a notepad, and keep track of your customers, get their phone numbers and their address and everything, okay? Go to Office Depot and get a 3-copy invoice book. You know what that is? Okay, so you're going to write the person out an invoice and you're going to give them a receipt, but she may ask you to do some other things. So you'll have your customer's name and numbers. It's really important. I want you to collect all the names and numbers of all your customers so you'll be able to get in contact with them. If they have an email address, get their email address. This is very important because she may want you to do something else. Now, if you don't want to do it or you can't do it, what you do is you contract it out to a handyman service or someone who can. So let's say your dad wouldn't mind going and doing some of these jobs for some good money. As an example, you can say, Dad, you know, I was in doing a door viewer on this lady's house, and she wanted me to do this on her windows and this, and I just don't have the time to do it. Would you like to do it? So you can refer your dad to her, or you can refer another handyman in the area. If you look in the phone book in your area under handyman, do you think you can find some handyman?
Sure.
If you weren't able to do a service that she wanted or he wanted, you find someone who can and tell them that you'll refer the business over to them, but you want a piece of the action. You want a commission. You want a finder's fee. You want a percentage of the deal. because you've established a relationship, you got the first sale, and she's your client. And if she's asking you for something and she trusts you, she's going to trust that you may know someone else who can help her. If you can't do it for her, you say, ma'am, I can't do that, but I know someone who can. And when I get home or tomorrow, I'll call you or have that person call you, okay? Because as you're out there knocking on doors, this will happen more than one time. So you get yourself a little three or four people who can do different things for you that you don't want to do, where all you got to do is give them the business and they're going to pay you a little commission.
All right.
Then again, you're not wasting your time, right?
Okay.
I think if you're going to do this, you should start doing it by knocking on doors to get the experience down, okay? There are other ways, more sophisticated ways, that can leverage your time even more, and I thought of one when I got your email. And it's very inexpensive. It would take a little bit of planning. Are you in a home or an apartment or what?
I'm in a home.
Okay. Do you ever get on your doorknob a door hanger or any kind of solicitation that's stuck to your door that someone goes around and distributes?
No, not at all.
You never get anything like pizza coupons or anything like that, or someone who drops a bag or a flyer off for lawn care service or anything like that?
I'm sure I've gotten the restaurant.
The restaurant. It's on your door, on your front door, right?
Right.
Okay, well, there's people, there are distribution services who do that. Restaurants will pay a company to go around and put a flyer on your front door in the neighborhood, right? Well, what you can do, you can go to a paper supply place or go on eBay and look for envelopes, 1,000 number 10 envelopes. You can pick them up for nothing, okay? And then you write a letter in your own handwriting, or if you don't have good handwriting, have your dad write it or your mom write it, and you write a letter that says something like, "Dear neighbor, my name is Frank Belton. I live on, 22 3rd Street, El Paso, Texas. I am a front door security expert. I'm going to be in your neighborhood on Tuesday and Wednesday installing door viewers, door knockers, rubber seals on the bottom of the doors, door flashing, deadbolts, window locks, whatever your line of products is, okay?
Okay.
If you would like one of these items installed on your front door, please take this red sticker and you buy from a company, go to Office Depot or look up labels, find a label company. There's one called Short Run Label. Short Run Label. You can find yourself a red sticker, just like a red circle. Doesn't have to say anything on it. Please take this red circle and place this on the outside of your door. And when I'm in the neighborhood, I'll come by and show you some of the services that I provide. Let's say you and your brother went out and distributed this letter is going to be handwritten, okay? Then you're going to make 1,000 photocopies of it at Kinko's. And then you're going to fold them up and you're going to put them inside your number 10 envelope, your white envelope, all right? You're not going to write anything on the envelope. So either you and your brother, or you pay someone, a distribution service, to go distribute 1,000 of these in the neighborhood. Let's say one night you do it. You and your brother and your dad go out in the car, and you guys each put out 300, and you put them right on the front door. Either put them on the front door or right at the mat in the front door, a white envelope that says nothing on it, okay? You're going to have your letter, and inside the letter you'll have one of the red stickers folded up in there. You do that the night before. Then you go back to the neighborhood on the times you mentioned in your letter. You said, I'm going to be there on Wednesday between 4 and 9. You go back to the neighborhood and you look for the stickers on the doors of people who want to talk to you. And then you saved yourself a lot of time because you've already told the people that you're going to be there and what you do. And then you just spend the time going to the people with the stickers on the door. Does that sound like a good idea?
Yeah, it sounds excellent.
And let me tell you, and let's say if you pick the neighborhood every week or every night, and even if you put out 1,000 of them, your cost, it's only going to cost you about a penny for the envelope and about 2 cents for the photocopy and the sticker. Let's say it costs you 3 cents or four, let's say it costs you a nickel for each one, plus your time in distributing it. You could pay a distribution service to distribute them for $50 per 1,000. So let's say it costs you at the most $100 to distribute 1,000 of them to 1,000 front doors. And then let's say you only got 10 people to put those stickers on their doors. Well, from those 10 people, you're going to generate, I'd say, at least, let's say, $20 a person. That's $200 right there. Now, you've got your time involved, but from those 10 people, you're going to get ongoing business. You also need to have a referral system. So once you do, and you could build your whole business just based on referrals. So once you do a peephole or a knocker for somebody, you can say, Mrs. Smith, I hope you like the service that I've provided for you. Is there any of your neighbors here that you could specifically refer to me while I'm in the area? Could you call them on the phone and ask them if they need a door hang? You know, and you could have the lady go to her phone book, call her neighbor and say, look, I've got Frank here, a front door security expert. He just put a beautiful door hanger in or a door knocker or some flashing, and he's only here for a little bit more, and I wanted to know if you guys would like a door viewer. I'll send them right over. You see what I mean? So then you can have your customers selling you for you. Yeah, any questions up until now?
Did you do any of this when you were doing this?
No, I didn't understand marketing when I was doing it. All I was doing was knocking on doors, selling one thing, selling the door viewers. I first did the address numbers on the curbs. I'd knock on the door and I'd say, hi, my name's Michael Senoff. I'm with Safety First. We're going around to all the houses, putting the address numbers on the curb. We use 4-inch letters in case of any kind of emergency where you would need ambulance or police. This allows them to identify the house and make sure that they get here when help is needed. And I would look for address numbers that were worn off. So you could show them their address numbers all worn off and you couldn't read it. It's almost a necessity. But it was a little more time consuming. The door viewers were a lot easier to do. They were quicker. They weren't as messy. And then I did those. But if I was doing it today, what I'm telling you, I would do it like I'm telling you. I'd have a display board. I would do them all. You know, you could go out and team up with your brother, and you could go around to all the houses doing the selling, write up the little work order, and have your brother doing all the work behind you. It's no big deal to put a deadbolt or a door viewer or a door knocker. Just get someone competent to do a good job. You could hire them to do all that because the real money is in the marketing and the sales. If this really got going and it got to where you're spending all your time doing door viewers, hire someone and pay them a percentage for all the jobs they do. Then you have a little employee doing all the hard work. You just do the sales. You get the distribution company to distribute 1,000 of those letters to the different neighborhoods. So has this been helpful?
Yes, it has been very helpful.
Go to Home Depot and go look at all the things. Have 5 or 6 things, but keep in mind you want the easiest things, I would tell you, and put them all really display it nice. Get a nice piece of wood with, you know, where it's shellacked. Get them installed. Have a nice, nice professional presentation, okay? And you just carry that around with you. And make sure you dress the part. You know, like a guy who works in a garage, he's got a white shirt with his name stitched on it. Get a nice shirt, like it's a work shirt, kind of like you're your own company. Kind of like an air conditioning guy, a professional air conditioning service. There's uniform companies. Look on eBay and look for uniforms. Find yourself a professional uniform that makes you look the part when you're out there. Doesn't have to be a overall, but get a nice white uniform type shirt with the name Frank on it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Look the part. Don't look like some kid just, you know, trying to hustle some door viewers. Look professional, clean cut, be confident, knock on the door, show them what you got. You're doing them the favor. You're helping secure their home and their family, and they know if they don't use you, they're never going to get it done. Everyone's been meaning to do this. I've got window locks that are still sitting in my shed that I was going to put in all my windows when I had my first baby. You know how many years ago it's been? 4.5 years I've been meaning to put those window locks in. And I'm no different than every person you're calling on. So your attitude is, you're the security expert for El Paso. You're the doorman. You're doing them the favor, and if they want your expertise and your service and they want it done now, they're going to pay you a fair price, and you make sure you charge a good price. Don't give it away for free.
Right, because I'm doing them a service.
It's all attitude and it's confidence, and they should pay you well, even though you're a kid. Some people are going to shut the door in your face. Don't worry about it. Move on. It's numbers.
Just say next.
Yeah. Look, when they look through that door and they see you, and you're holding that beautiful piece of wood, and it's got all those beautiful shined door viewers and knockers and hinges, they're going to say, what the hell? They're going to look out and say, what the hell is that? You make sure they see that, you know? They say, what is this guy? They're going to want to know what the hell it is. They're going to be curious. And they'll open the door, and they'll talk to you, and they're going to be looking at it, and they're going to go, who the hell, what is this? And you just get your little pitch down. Introduce yourself. My name is Frank. I'm a front door security expert. I'm in the area tonight installing peepholes in your neighbor's home, knockers, flashing, whatever you choose for your product line. Address numbers. Now, you can't show them on that card an address number. Go paint up, you have a digital camera?
No. Yes.
You know, you have a regular camera?
Yes.
Go do your own driveway, you know, with the stencils. Take a picture of it and mount it on the wood. Go get it developed. Get a small picture, like a 3x5 print, and mount it on the wood. So it's real nice. So you can show them what their address number will look like. You show them a sample on that piece of wood. Okay? And then you can have all your pricing. You can have individual pricing on each item. Let's say you have the baby door viewers, $13. You can have a higher-end door viewer, and they've got those at Home Depot that have a wider scope of view. That one's $22. And then if you find even a jumbo door viewer, that could be $34. Your address numbers could be, $20 or $17.99 or $18 to do the address numbers in green and white, and you could have that little price right under the picture. You could have the rubber coping that goes under the front doors, and you could say, you could have the price right there that's $6 a foot. You know, if they've got double doors, that may be 4 feet, that may be $24, and all you got to do is take out the old one and slide it on. It's like a windshield wiper, or, you know, on the car, you just slide them off and put the new ones on.
Yeah.
Same concept, but it's on the bottom of the door. You can have your hinge prices right there. Some stuff you can do instantly while you're there. Some stuff you'll have to schedule for your brother to do or for someone else to do. You have your order pad. You take their name and number and all their information, and then you've got yourself a little handyman business. Okay?
That sounds good.
Okay. All right, well, good luck with it. I'd like you to give me a call back and keep me posted. I sure would like to hear of your success. The only way for you to fail is if you wuss out and don't get out there and do it. You're young. I'm telling you, you start now. You could build yourself a huge business. You could be retired by the time you're my age. You could be retired in 5 years if you want to. The only thing that's going to stop you is fear. Don't listen to anybody. Don't listen to your family or friends. They tell you you're crazy or silly. I'm here to tell you you're not. This will be the best experience of your life. All the great, great, great salesmen all started selling door to door. Whether it was greeting cards or soap or cutlery or pots and pans. You heard of Zig Ziglar?
Yeah.
Zig Ziglar, he sold pans. Pot man. They called him the pot man. That's how you get good. And getting good in front of a person, eyeball to eyeball, there is no better training. And then another thing, you keep studying listen to all the recordings on my site. You've been to Hard to Find seminars already?
All right.
Yeah, so there's tons of information there. And you can learn it all for free right there. Okay, well, thanks for calling and good luck.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's some information on my HMA marketing consulting system. I'm going to read through the sales letter. This way you can just listen to what it's all about. Let's get started. Here's how to use Richard's simple, risk-free home study system to become a high-paid marketing consultant in 45 days or less without any prior marketing, business, or consulting experience. Dear friend, in this letter, you'll learn a simple, painless, and inexpensive way to become a high-paid marketing consultant in the next 45 days, complete with paying clients and a steady flow of income that comes in year after year. It doesn't matter what your current skills are now, and it doesn't matter if you have any connections or business experience. In fact, all you really need are a few simple systems my friend Richard has developed over the years to become a high-paid and in-demand marketing consultant. And the best part is you do not have to shell out tens of thousands of dollars for the secrets, and you can even use them for yourself almost free if you choose. I'll explain the details of this offer in a second, but first, let me tell you what's in Richard's HMA system and how you can be up and running, earning money soon after getting it. To begin with, if you do your homework, you'll find that there are several competing marketing consulting business opportunities in the marketplace. I'll be the first one to advise you to look into all of them before you invest into any of them, including my HMA system. I've interviewed countless people who have paid enormous fees to attend trainings. I've received firsthand feedback on Y2 Marketing, Action International, Quantum, Topline, Peterson Consulting, and other marketing opportunities, and many of them are actually pretty good. But what separates our HMA system from the other ones I've seen is that with Richard's system, you don't need any previous marketing experience, any business connections, or even a lot of money. In fact, Richard will be the first person to tell you if he can do it, you can do it. How can he be so sure? Because when Richard started, he was broke himself and had very poor selling, speaking, marketing, and presentation skills. And even today, he's just as shy and introverted as the next guy. In fact, the only difference between you and Richard is because of a simple system he invented after attending a J. Abraham marketing consulting seminar over 15 years ago. You see, Richard discovered that while J. Abraham really is a marketing genius, his system, like most other marketing consulting programs today, was not geared toward ordinary people who don't have a lot of money or natural marketing talents. J. Abraham in the early 90s had credibility, contacts, and millions of dollars. The training Jay taught his consultants was from his own millionaire perspective. But Richard was nearly broke, so broke he had to borrow money from his dad to attend Jay's training. He had no credibility and few contacts. And when Richard went out in the field to test Jay's teaching, he failed. Richard did not quit. After years of experience in organizing the marketing concepts into a workable system, Richard began to experience success. Richard had discovered his own unique system to make money as a marketing consultant that is easy to follow and simple to learn. Richard had created a system that will work whether you're a millionaire like J. Abraham or broke, struggling to make the rent. It's taken Richard 15 years to perfect and tens of thousands of dollars working out the bugs and getting his system so you can approach virtually any kind of business to offer your consulting services. And since sharing his system to the public, Richard has trained marketing consultants in the U.S., the U.K., Nigeria, Luxembourg, Australia, Greece, Ireland, Canada, and even Holland, some who were totally new to marketing when they started. Here's why. With Richard's system, all you do is use the tools he's created for you the exact way he says to use them. And within the first few weeks, you can have a marketing consulting business with paying customers and large fees dwarfing anything you could make at your regular job. And best of all, you can do it all without pressure, without strain, and without the unbearable personal rejection most marketing consultants endure when getting started. For example, most people getting into the consulting business believe making cold calls to get clients is the worst and most difficult way to get clients. This method is usually reserved for the consultant who has no contacts whatsoever. While other consulting trainings tell you to make prospecting calls yourself, Richard's system trains you to pay others to do your prospecting for you. Take, for instance, the telephone prospecting script in the system. All you do is take the proven phone scripts, hand them to a part-time telemarketer with a copy of the Yellow Pages, and tell him or her to call businesses and read the script word for word. This simple method for getting new clients works time and time again. You do none of the calling and you still generate clients. This way, you can be sleeping in, playing golf, or even taking a vacation and have an endless stream of fresh, quality appointments coming in each and every day without you lifting a finger. Plus, in addition to these proven phone scripts, you'll get an audio training called How to Get Appointments, which takes your people step-by-step through the whole process on how to use the scripts. That means if you don't want to pay a lot of money for a professional telemarketer, just hire a student or a stay-at-home mom and give her the How to Get Appointments training, and she'll be just as good, if not better, than anyone else at getting you appointments. Of course, the phone is only one way to get clients. Your HMA system also has already tested direct mail letters for selling your consulting services, such as an approach letter and a follow-up letter, a proven collection of postcards designed to generate leads, and even a sample brochure and professional audio presentations. And with the simple tools he'll create, you'll be hitting your prospects from every conceivable angle, giving yourself the maximum camp of capturing those high-quality paying clients within days of starting your consulting business. And if you're really ambitious, then you can use Richard's system to create what's called the podium effect. What's the podium effect? The podium effect is this phenomenon where people will automatically respect, trust, and believe people who talk at seminars or small workshops. And since Richard also includes pre-written seminars and workshop flyers, you can fill a room, give your presentation, and watch as dozens of people scramble to hire you the second you step from behind the podium. Not sure how good you'll be at putting on presentations? No problem, because Richard has already created a powerful presentation seminar outline for you, complete with a PowerPoint presentation and all the training you'll need to be up and running fast. This is the same presentation Richard currently uses to capture clients today. More on this later. You won't have to try and figure anything out or struggle or structure your presentation. Just plug in Richard's pre-made seminar presentation, follow the word-for-word transcript, and you'll be delivering a powerful, proven presentation that gets clients fast. Easy as 1, 2, 3. And here's something else to think about. With Richard's system, you won't have to worry about not having a reputation or a track record of helping business owners with their marketing. If you've never done consulting before, I know what you may be thinking now. You're asking yourself, why should these business owners believe anything I say? You're afraid that they will ask you for proof that you can get results. You'll think they'll want referrals before they work with you. You're thinking that you have no credibility. This is only an illusion in your imagination. It's fear, not based on reality. I'm here to tell you this will not happen to you, and here's why. You must understand that your clients are not interested in you. They are only interested in the results you can bring them. Being a fully certified marketing consultant means you'll be able to draw on the successful track record of the HMA system. It's actually pretty simple. Richard has discovered a proven way for you to use his testimonials, his stories, and his success for your business. And by following Richard's simple instructions, you'll be able to borrow Richard's credibility for yourself. Plus, you'll also learn a secret way Richard has invented to create your own credibility within the first 30 seconds of meeting a potential prospect without needing any testimonials, success stories, or past successes. This is one of Richard's trade secrets, and it works like gangbusters for everyone who uses it. But here's the thing. Getting an appointment or filling a room with prospects is only step one. You can get all the appointments in the world, but if you can't close the sale, then it's all for nothing. Richard knows this more than anyone. After spending hundreds of hours and tens of thousands of dollars of trial and error, he has created a truly foolproof system that lets almost anyone turn at least 25% of your appointments into paying clients. And what makes this possible is Richard's proprietary opportunity analysis worksheet. With this simple document Richard has created, you can walk into any business, command immediate respect and attention, and literally become a marketing miracle man to the owner of that business. The reason why is because the opportunity analysis worksheet lets you literally make over a business owner's marketing and show them exactly how you will create real cash profits right before their eyes. And if this business owner you are talking with has any desire to grow his business at all, then he'll have no choice but to be impressed by you and want to work with you. In fact, the opportunity analysis worksheet makes converting appointments into paying clients so simple you can even do it over the phone. Richard also shows you how to command large fees and even get paid on a portion of the sales you make for your clients for years in the future. It's called a contingency fee agreement. This should only be used with a client after they have hired you and paid you to do project work. Other expensive consulting opportunities teach you that contingency is the only and best way to sell consulting services. And it works like this. If you help your client make an extra $100,000 a year, and you make 15% contingency agreement with that client, you will pocket an extra $15,000 on top of your regular fees per year. If you do this for just 5 of your clients, you will make an extra $75,000 a year. If you do this for just 10 of your clients, you will make an extra $150,000 a year, and so on. Again, this is in addition to your regular fees. You can typically charge a client anywhere from $500 to $5,000 per project, and most clients will need at least 4 projects. And it's so easy once you understand Richard's system, because Richard really has done 90% of the work for you already. For example, his system includes endorsed letter samples. All you do is find businesses that sell similar but non-competing products and services as the business you are helping and strike a simple deal with them where they send your offer to their customer list for a portion of the profits. This way, you and your client make a bundle off the initial sales and even bigger windfall from additional sales later. All from leads that didn't cost your clients a penny to generate. Client reactivating letter samples. This is the easiest way to make fast cash for you and your client because almost nobody goes after his or her inactive clients and customers. And all you do is take one of your pre-written letters and mail it to your client's inactive customers. Watch your clients shake their head in disbelief as inactive customers they thought would never buy again come back to life, spending their money with your clients again and again and again. And remember, if you set up simple contingency deals with these clients, as Richard explains in his system, you'll get paid on all that action too. You'll get letter templates for things like special promotions, unique sales, and other events. Each letter is proven to work, and it's almost guaranteed money in your bank account every time you use one of them. These are just a few of the reasons why Richard's students report such fast and easy profits. To hear real stories from existing HMA marketing consultants in their own words, go to hardtofindseminars.com/audioclips.h as in Harry, .htm. That's hardtofindseminars.com/audioclips. The A is capital. Capital A and then audio clips with a capital H after clips .htm. You'll learn how they're able to get clients that pay cash quickly. This is why I have no problem saying nothing could be simpler than using Richard's system to make money quickly and easily as a marketing consultant. And realize this, every time you make one of your clients money using Richard's paint-by-numbers, pre-created tools, you'll become your city's marketing business guru, and you'll have the instant reputation as the go-to guy. As I said before, I've seen all other marketing consulting programs out there, and I have not yet seen anything that even comes close to Richard's system. But you certainly don't have to take my word for it, because you will see you can try everything almost free if you want and see it for yourself. But first, here's a quick breakdown of all the exclusive marketing training you'll be getting in your HMA system. HMA resource number one. This is the actual HMA system. You'll get all 10 HMA operational manuals showing you each step of the way how to capture clients and make them real profits. This collection represents the system. Each binder walks you through all steps of the system. You'll reference these materials as you take your clients through the steps of the HMA system. Richard spent years creating and refining these modules. Each comes in their own three-ring binder. You'll use these manuals as you follow along in resources 2 and 3. HMA resource number 2, the 1995 HMA Live Seminar Training. You'll own 25 hours of cutting-edge HMA marketing training in a downloadable audio format. Richard's first live marketing consulting seminar was conducted in early 1995. Your 1995 training features Richard at the top of his game teaching a room packed with students his system for becoming a successful marketing consultant. Each student paid $5,000 to attend. You'll be able to download, hear, and learn everything you need about capturing clients and creating marketing systems for them. It's like having Richard right there with you, showing you exactly what to do each step of the way. HMA resource number 3, the 2005 HMA Live Seminar Training. You'll get Richard's most recent live training on DVD. This is the same training Richard did from 1995, but updated 10 years later. You'll see Richard in action in full color and live in front of a room full of students eager to learn Richard's secrets of his HMA consulting system. Each DVD is professionally produced. The picture quality and sound is perfect. You can play your DVDs in your home, computer, or portable DVD players. You can even take it on the road with you. I've also arranged to have your audio from each of your DVDs converted to downloadable MP3 audio files. You'll not only be able to watch this newest training in video, but you'll have full access to download each audio as an MP3 file. You can also burn CDs to play in your home or car CD player. Any way you choose, you'll sit from the comfort of your home, car, or office and have Richard transform your mind into a human hidden marketing assets detector. After learning Richard's system, you'll be trained to sniff out found money in virtually any business lucky enough to retain your services. Richard's students paid thousands of dollars to learn what you'll get in these DVD trainings alone. HMA resource number 5, the HMA Group Training Video DVDs. This is Richard's most recent training, conducting live group training for 15 business owners wanting to learn how to grow their business. The group training concept is another way for you to make money. Richard discovered that many of the businesses he talks to want his consulting services but could not afford his one-on-one fees. As a result, Richard started working with manufacturing associations and started doing group trainings with 10 to 20 business owners at a time. Each group training would last for 2 hours, twice a month for 3 months. You can charge anywhere from $500 to $3,000 per business owner. If you were to do group training for 10 businesses, and let's say you charged only $1,000 each, you would make $10,000 for only 12 hours of work. That's $830 an hour. I have never seen any easier way to make money than this. Imagine using one of your pre-written letters from your HMA system and sending it out as an email to a list of your local chamber members at no cost to you. Then, imagine prospects attending your free seminar on how to grow a business without advertising. Then, imagine taking your guests through the pre-designed HMA PowerPoint presentation crafted to sell group trainings and one-on-one consulting services. Remember the podium effect? Then, imagine having 10 people fighting their way to you with checkbooks in hand, ready to pay you anywhere from $500 to $3,000 each. If you're the consultant who likes action in an exciting group atmosphere and who likes to make a lot of money fast, this presentation is for you. Your set of group training DVDs will show you exactly how to execute this training. You'll have access to pre-designed workbooks to provide each one of your paying clients, and you may even have these workbooks private labeled with your consulting name on the cover. But there is a minimum order of 10 sets. HMA resource number 5. You'll get lifetime access to exclusive online training and support in your HMA University, including online audio, email, telephone backup, and more. You'll hear intensive interviews with marketing consultants making anywhere from $500 to $2 million a year doing marketing consulting. You'll learn their secret ways of making money and how they run their consulting businesses for maximum profit and minimum work. These interviews and trainings are updated regularly and published in your HMA University, which means you'll have all the support and feedback you need to make your consulting business fly right from the start. HMA resource number 6, you'll get my famous Joint Venture Magic course, including audio training, joint venture sales letters, and sample contract and agreements. This course sells for $595 on my site, but you'll get it for free as part of your HMA system. And trust me, if you do nothing else but harness the enormous power of joint ventures as explained in this course, you'll never worry about money again. Plus, this joint venture course also includes a collection of contracts and letters of agreements for use in your consulting practice. You'll have agreements for contingency marketing, copywriting, intellectual property rights, marketing consulting retainer fees, non-disclosure forms, creating new profit centers, referral fees, and many more. Without a doubt, you would have to pay tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees for a collection of agreements like these. But this entire collection is yours when you become an HMA consultant. HMA resource number 7, you get a gift certificate for $1,000 off my audio creation service. This will pay for itself 100 times over in your first year alone. Here's why. If your client can talk into a phone, I can create him an information product that can sell for anywhere between $497 and $3,900. I've done it myself. I've sold hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of information products using this very system. And with your help, he can then sell the product to use it to generate leads for his business. And of course, if you set up a contingency agreement, you will get paid on those sales too. You'll also get a certificate worth $500 off my audio infomercial service. There's nothing better than a hard-hitting audio recording that features the benefits of your product and service, and there's no better delivery than the internet. Plus, you can also use this service for your own business. When you have your own unique audio infomercial, you'll literally ooze with the kind of ironclad credibility money can't buy, and even your most skeptical prospects will want to hire you right on the spot. And perhaps the best part about your certificate is that it can be sold or transferred to your clients. There is no expiration date as long as you remain an active HMA consultant. HMA resource number 8, free publicity and press training from the Publicity Doctor. This is huge, especially when you set up contingency or commission deals, because every time you use free publicity, money will come back to you in buckets without your clients having to do anything but answer the phone and answer a few questions. You'll learn the secret of getting millions of dollars in free publicity for your business and your clients' businesses in newspaper, magazine, television, and radio. HMA resource number 9. You'll also get the reprint and resale rights to 23 professionally written business reports, including Insider Business Strategies, 5 Ways to Increase Your Bottom Line Profits Without Spending an Extra Dime on Advertising, Quick Fix Marketing, One-Shot Turnaround Strategies for 50 different companies. This gives you 50 marketing plans for 50 different businesses. Chances are your client will fall under one of these categories, and you can use these reports to make your job easier than ever before. The Headline Bank, 100 top money-making headlines. How to up your profits in a down economy, 114 tips and techniques and tactics to kickstart your cash flow. Yellow Page Success Secrets. How to attract more new business with a riveting ad that captures immediate attention. How to use brochures to grow your business, and more. 23 in all. The great thing about having all these reports is not only this great business information, but that you can also resell these reports. You're going to have all the rights you need to put your own company name on them and resell them to your clients to make revenue. This is a residual income opportunity built into the HMA consulting training. You'll own these reports in Microsoft Word and PDF files so that you can reproduce these for your clients to sell to them directly. HMA resource number 10, the marketing, reprint, and duplication rights to a collection of my 117 hours of audio content in written transcripts from hardtofindseminars.com. You'll own the use rights, not the resale rights, to over 117 hours of downloadable audio interviews, marketing lessons, and transcripts by Bob Bly, Mark Joyner, Gary Halbert, J. Conrad Levinson, Tom Hopkins, Brian Keith Voiles, Carl Galletti, Ted Nicholas, Joe Vitale, the PR Doctor, Art Hamill, Millionaire Mr. X, Taylor Trump, Herschel Gordon Lewis, and many other marketing experts. You'll instantly have a mountain of new products you can use to get more customers, clients, subscribers in strategic business contexts, use as free bonuses to sell consulting projects and services, offer as special incentives to help your clients sell more of their existing products, package and bundle together to make one-of-a-kind products to give them away free to build goodwill. Educate and excite your clients. Your options of what you can do with this content is endless. This content has been a labor of love that has taken me 10 years to build. I've invested tens of thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours to put this material together, and yet I'm making it available to you as an HMA consultant at no cost whatsoever. HMA resource number 11, a lifetime membership to hardtofindads.com. You'll get over 700 typed word-for-word transcripts from the world's largest digital swipe file of editorial-style ads by the highest-paid and most successful copywriters in the world, like Eugene Schwartz, Claude Hopkins, Gary Halbert, Brian Keith Voiles, John Carlton, and Ben Suarez. This is like having a team of the world's top copywriters on your desk telling you exactly what to write to make a winning promotion. These ads have pulled in hundreds of millions of dollars in sales and are proven templates that will work for you and your clients. In many cases, you can take what's already been done and adapt it to what you're selling. Products with just half the profit-producing ads sell for over $5,000, but they're all yours free as part of this super HMA consulting package. HMA resource number 12, 24/7 remote control consulting service selling tool. Selling consulting people who don't want consulting can zap your motivation stone dead and eat hours of valuable time. You should only be selling your services to qualified prospects, and so you get a valuable time-saving tool to pre-sell our HMA system for you. It's a PowerPoint presentation outlining all the steps in the HMA system. This presentation will let you send a link to any prospect in the world with internet access and have them learn about what you can do for their business as an HMA consultant. In other words, it takes you out of the selling position until they have gone through the presentation. If your prospect doesn't do this, they aren't uniquely qualified as a legitimate prospect and are not worthy of your valuable time and expertise. You'll get this presentation customized with your photo, your company logo, your website, and your email address branded throughout. This one tool has saved me hundreds of hours by letting me pre-sell and educate prospects about the HMA system without my direct involvement. You'd pay thousands of dollars to produce a selling tool on your own like this, but it's yours to use and brand the second you become an HMA consultant. Resource number 13, you'll own 100% usage rights to all your marketing tools, sales letters, postcards, presentations, ads, press releases, client-generating reports, client testimonials, manuals, my million-dollar consultants list of service providers, and more. Everything you need. Well, what about support? As an HMA marketing consultant, you'll be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. By that I mean, when you have a question, you get Michael Sinoff, not some customer service rep that doesn't speak English. You'll get me working directly with you. You'll get me returning your calls minutes after you leave, a message, and that includes weekends. You'll get me returning your emails in hours, not days. You'll even get marketing assets I've accumulated over the years, like my knowledge on direct mail, marketing, advertising, and copywriting. In other words, I am always here for you. No question is a stupid question except the question you don't ask. And I'm personally going to do whatever I can to help you. If you need something, just ask, and I'll do whatever I have to do to get any answer you're looking for, whether it's asking Richard or going to my network of millionaire marketing and business experts. If I don't have an answer for you, I will find someone who does. And finally, as I said at the beginning of this letter, you get to try everything out, use all the tools, and learn all the secrets without having to risk a single penny of your own money. Here's why. If you follow the system step by step exactly the way Richard teaches and you don't capture your first client in 45 days or less, I'll refund 100% of your purchase price with no questions asked, no hard feelings, and no trying to talk you out of it. All of which means you can test drive this system without risking a penny. And I mean that. I want you to hold my feet to the fire for 45 days. Use the system, play with it, compare it to other systems, and see for yourself exactly what you have in your hands. And if you aren't making money with this system in your first 45 days, then return it. How much does it cost? Well, I've done the math, and the tools, resources, and personal help is easily $22,000 worth of material, probably even a lot more. In other popular marketing systems, I've seen with only a tiny fraction of the features in the HMA system cost $30,000 plus ongoing fees and even royalties on the money you make. In fact, that is the standard practice. They take a cut of the money you make with their system. But with Richard's HMA system, you won't be paying any royalty fees, nor will you be paying $30,000 or $20,000 or even $10,000. No, you can claim your complete HMA marketing system with the tools, manuals, videos, audios, lifetime access to ongoing HMA university training, and all the high-powered marketing resources I've listed and more for just six payments of $995 plus shipping and handling, or one payment of $5,970 plus shipping and handling. The six-payment plan is my way of letting anyone get started. This is not a layaway plan where you only get your system until after all the payments have been made. No, you'll get all 13 resources described in this letter, starting with your first payment of $995 plus shipping. Shipping in the U.S. is only $43. Shipping international is between $90 and $200 depending on your location. And again, there are no additional fees to pay after all your payments are made. This investment is chump change compared to the tens of thousands of dollars you can save and make with our HMA system over the course of your life, even in the first month if you choose. This tax-deductible investment is small compared to what you're getting, especially when compared to what other marketing consulting courses with a lot less value and with all their fees and royalty. However, there are two small catches to this. First of all, do you remember earlier in this letter when I said I was giving you my audio creation infomercial at a huge discount? Well, if you become an HMA consultant, you're going to be dealing with a lot of people who will want and need that service. And I'm hoping you will send some of those people my way to get these audio services done when the time is right. If you become an HMA consultant in the next 30 days from the date of this letter, I'll happily pay you a fat 20% 10% finder's fee for any audio work you refer over. Yet another way you can make money with the system without so much as lifting a finger. But this is another of the main reasons why I'm giving you all this value at this ridiculously low price. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't offering this deal as much for me as I am for you. And secondly, even though you're free to use your HMA system anywhere without restrictions, I have severe limits on the number of systems Richard will let me sell within each geographical area. Richard wants to make sure as an HMA consultant you have the maximum opportunity to profit without competitors. So being accepted as an HMA consultant is not guaranteed, and the only way to be sure of claiming your system is to act now. All you have to do is call me personally at 858-274-7851, and together we'll determine if becoming an HMA consultant is right for you. If we're both in agreement, I'll send you a payment agreement by email in the form of a PDF document. You'll complete it and fax it back to me at 858-274-2579. I'll then process your payment and send you the membership details for the HMA Online University, and I'll rush your HMA system to you by U.S. mail or Federal Express. You can start listening to your online audio lessons immediately while waiting for the rest of your HMA system to arrive. And that's it. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me at 858-274-7851. Yours sincerely, Michael Sinoff. P.S. Please keep in mind that while it really is easy and simple to make money with Richard's system, it is not for everyone. I say this because if you and I talk and I find that you're not a fit for this system and I say no, please don't take it personally. There are some people who just shouldn't be marketing consultants, especially with Richard's system. But the one way to find out is to give me a call at 858-274-7851. If you get my voicemail, please leave your name, your area code and phone number, say that you're calling about the HMA system, and I'll call you back at once. Please do not email. I get so much spam that your email may never make it to me. If you're still not sure if my HMA system is right for you, go and hear real stories from other HMA marketing consultants in their own words how they were able to get their first clients. All you have to do is go to hardtofindseminars.com/AUDIOCLIPS.htm. That's hardtofindseminars.com/audioclipsh. The A is capital and the H is capital. Thanks for listening.